Welcome to the Mastery Podcast with your host, Mark Coles. I've dedicated the last 23 years as a fitness professional to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you, so let's get started. How do you close more sales? Such an important topic, because the coaches that I speak to so many times, I say, when it comes to delivering sales calls, presentations, what's your strategy? And very few actually study sales. And as a result of that, you're essentially winging it and you have no consistency with the percentage of clients or prospects that sign up. But when you actually study sales, it's something that you can become very, very good at and increase your closing percentage. So if you have 10 calls and you know on average that you close because of the skills that you have 50%, then you know you'll get 5 new clients a week. But if you actually have no strategy, there is no way of knowing whether or not the sales are gonna come in. So I'm gonna take you through this. Now, a lot of coaches say they get on a call, Zoom call, whatever it is, and they have a conversation, and I call it opportunistic selling. You're essentially hoping all the way through, I just hope this person's gonna say yes, I hope this person's gonna say yes. Essentially hoping that they've done their groundwork before, they've already made their mind up, and they buy. Let me tell you this. Very, very rarely will you get somebody that comes on a call, a hot prospect, that says, I'm ready to buy. If you do, they're gonna tell you straight away, love what you do, can't wait to be involved, just tell me how much it is. Done. 99% of the time, you gotta go through a framework. I'm gonna take you through a few areas which will help you to understand how to improve your sales. I want you to take each piece of this and just put a comment below which bit resonates with you so that I can see which bit you're gonna implement into what you do. Follow a structure, you'll close more sales, you'll make more money, you'll get more clients to work with, you'll get better results. Build trust, empathize, and ease. I call it the fence of sales, okay? You have a fence. Your client is on this side, and you're on this side. One of the most important things to do in a sales situation is to bring the person that you're on the call with over to your side. On the one side, they are timid, nervous, they're anxious possibly, they've got doubt, they've got frustration, and they are sitting on this side of the fence. Now, how do you build rapport, trust, ease? You talk about them. Find out more about them. Find out who they are. Find out what they do. Let them talk about themselves. Let them be interested in themselves. Energy. If you come intimidated, right, why are we on the call? You're going to put somebody back in their shell. Remember, jumping on a sales call with somebody to change their body shape is more than likely going to be a very, very intimidating situation for somebody. They want to change. They've got challenges. They've got problems. You're here to build trust. One of the most important things I'm going to try and explain to people is selling is about helping somebody make a decision about something that they know they want to make. They just haven't made that decision yet. So they are at this side of their problem. Your job, and you need to feel the energy at the beginning of the call. Build trust. And until you build trust and you can feel the energy dropping on the call and them starting to open up, starting to be a little bit more authentic, and you feel that they are now starting to say, wow, you know, so the reason why I'm where I am today, what I want to achieve, and you start to see this and feel this kind of like calmness coming onto the call, it's when they're starting to let their guard down. It's when they're starting to actually be a little bit more vulnerable and start to tell you, as I'm going to provide you with my 4 W questions, which are key that you ask, but that rapport bit at the beginning actually has a part. You might think, oh, talking about their kids, da, 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 da. In the early stages, the rapport is key, because if they sense and sniff sales, if they don't build trust, what happens? They stay here. And then this bit of the sale that you want to try and do is never going to happen because they're still locked in fear and lack of trust. So the first part is to build rapport. Get them to talk about themselves. Find out more about themselves. The second thing is to follow my 4 W questions. What are you trying to achieve? What is it that you either were thinking about or wanted to achieve prior
to booking this call with me. Talk to me about that. Well, and then they start to talk. And I want you at this point to empathize. I get that. I really, really get that. Right? Okay. What's the goal? Where are you trying to get to? Two energies. I'm like, I like that. Yeah. Completely relate to that. I spoke to a load of people, you know, especially recently with the time of the year. Now, I get that. Number two with the W's is, and do you mind if I ask you, you're obviously trying to get here, but what have you tried so far? I just want to understand, like, have you tried to give this a go? Have you done different things? They're like, yeah, well, I did this and I did that. And we'll start to see whether or not they've had any commitment challenges, whether they've, and why do you think, and I'm just interested, you've got the what and the what, which is what are you trying to achieve and what have you tried? And then we've got the why. And do you mind if I just ask you, why do you think it didn't work? Now, here's something that's important for you to understand. Help your prospect. This is actually number three, but I'm going to come back into it in a minute. Help your prospect see the perspective when you say, why do you not think it worked? I need them to take ownership. It's so important in sales. Take ownership of why do you think it didn't work. So we've got, what are you trying to achieve? What have you tried to do? So what do you want to achieve and what have you tried to do? Well, I've tried this, I've tried that. But why do you think it didn't work? Now, there could have been a time when they were really, really busy and they admit and they say, look, it didn't work because I was getting married or I did this or I did that. Cool. So are we coming into a time right now where you feel it's right? Or what is it specifically about what I do that's made you realize that it is different to what you've done before that gives you the confidence that this is where you want to be? Let them start selling themselves into the decision that they've made. And then the final what, so we've got what, why, and then the fourth one is what. What do you think is going to happen if you don't succeed from this point here? So fast forward 6 months, what do you think is going to happen if you don't succeed? So what are you trying to achieve? Let's get them to think. In NLP, it's called future pacing. We're going to get them to think about the future. And then what have you tried? So we're going to be reflective of what we've already done. So I'm going to future pace you to what you want. Look at what we've tried to do before. And then why do you think it didn't work? I've had a lot of coaches that come to us from business coaching programs. And I say, why do you think it didn't work? What did you actually learn? Well, I learned this, learned that. Why didn't you think it worked? Either I wasn't in the right place. It was the wrong program for me. Take ownership. Why do you think it's going to be slightly different this time? I don't want you to repeat what you've done before. But let's be honest. What's going to happen if you do not move forward from here? I think we're going to struggle financially as a family. Then we're going to get a little bit of pain in here. I get that. Time to put what you've tried to do before, choose the time right now. What do you think is going to happen if you don't succeed right now? Well, you've said that you want to achieve this. How are you going to feel on a holiday actually not achieving this goal? Then make them feel that pain. Stab it in a little bit. These four W's are really, really important. You build rapport, there's the trust there. Then there's the empathy and the tonality changes. And then there's the, what are you trying to achieve? What have you tried? Why didn't it work? And what's going to happen if you don't succeed now? Some of these four important questions that you need to ask people. And your job is to help the prospect figure out the problem in their mind. Why do you think it didn't work? What perspective did you have then about fat loss and weight loss that's changed right now? Because when people see things, when people see things differently, when they change their perspective, then they start to see that there's light at the end of the tunnel with this particular approach. Now, this first part is delivered in a way where the trust is built, the tonality changes, the questions have been established, the answers have been established from the questions you've asked. They see why things are going to be different now. They see what they want to achieve. And you can then stop and say this. Do you mind if I recap what we've been through? You've told me you want to achieve this. Correct? Absolutely. But you don't think that you've got here because of this. Correct? Absolutely. You say, I'm just saying I can understand this. It didn't work because of this, but things are a bit different now. So the reality is you don't want this to happen, correct? Absolutely. But you're also telling me that to get to here, you know this has got to happen. Correct. Brilliant. Am I right with all that? 100%. This is where they've got the confidence and the certainty that now is the time. And it's at that point I present the solution. You do not present the solution before this. If you feel that zero trust, they're not ready to be authentic and honest with you, and you do not feel that these four questions, these four W's, have been answered, and you feel with 8 out of 10 certainty that this person's really inspired and energized and ready to go, and their energy's changed, you do not even go to this next step. The next step is to provide a solution. And I'm going to show you right now exactly how I can help you to do that. Then you show them the roadmap or the educational framework, and it needs to be a visual that you pull up on the screen, and you pull up on the screen and you show them this is how we're going to help you to get to where you want to be. You don't want to overwhelm them at this point. You do not want to stay for 10 minutes on this vision of what they're going to achieve and overwhelm them. So I'm going to take you from here, but we're going to take you through these stages. And this is how our clients succeed. This is what you're going to do. Have you got any questions on that? No, it looks perfect. So quick recap. This is where we were. This is where we want to get to. This is how I do it. Yes. Correct? Absolutely. Brilliant. Let me explain the prices. You have to present everything visually. You have to let them see exactly what your offer and your product is, and then you'll present the price. Now, how you present the price is a different training, different video. But I want to tell you this. The first thing is to build trust, empathize, and ease your audience or your prospect so that they move over the fence of trust, or the fence of sales, they move from being scared, intimidated, nervous, lacking in trust, over to your side where you feel they're ready to empathize and give you their honesty and integrity, their authenticity. Then you go into the what, why, what. You help them figure out the problem in their own mind. You constantly repeat back the problem so that they give you constant yeses, that they're confirmed, that they're certain. Then you present the solution, and you present the solution in a visual on the screen. Make it presentable, get a graphic designer to help you, whatever it is. Remember, when you're coaching people, everything comes in phases. Break it down into phases, and people will see that there's different chunks to work towards. Why? Because when they see this bulked out, that's the product they're buying. When a woman sees a Chanel handbag in a shop, that's what she's buying. If you go, did you come in the shop for a Chanel handbag? We've got nothing for you to see. She goes, yeah, I want a Chanel. Well, I'll wait till you've got them in the shop, right? The point is, you have to sell a product. If it's a 16-week program, I want to see the breakdown of 16 weeks. I want to see what I'm going to get. That's the product they're going to buy. Give them a visual, right? Sales training, sales to help you make or close more deals and make more money. Write down 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, depending on what's helped you the most in this. And as always, please click like and subscribe if you're watching this on YouTube, or share the episode if you're listening to it on iTunes, on your social media feeds. Help more trainers achieve fulfilling, successful, and happy careers. For now, take care, and I'll speak to you soon.